Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off Simen Tuf Ayin Hei. We begin on the second line with Sif Vav. Here we're talking, the Mechaba says, Ochal Kitzchatzi Zayis, if a person ate half of their Zayis of Matzah, and then he ate another half of Kizayis of Matzah. In other words, he didn't eat it all at once, he didn't all swallow it together, and as we previously said, ideally you should chew and have in your mouth and swallow the kizayis of matzah all at once, but he didn't do so, but he ate it, as we'll see, within a kedei achilas pras, yotzah, he did fulfill his obligation. And the Mechaba just reminds us, v'vach lo yisha ben achila l'chaverta yosim echdei achilas pras, but you can't have a delay in between the eating of the entire kizayis, it must all be eaten within the share of achilas pras, which we've talked about in the past, and we'll discuss again shortly in a few moments. Now, the Ramah adds for Ayin Lakam and Sif Tofrei Shud Bei Sif Gimel, where these dinim will be discussed as well. And in the Mishnah Brura in Sif Kot Mem Gimel, he says, Mahu Shir Pras, what exactly is the Shir of a Pras? And we'll see that inside in Dirshu, footnote number 41, in great detail. But let's start with the Mishnah Brura at Sif Kot Mem. And he says, V'hu adin afilu lo hifzik bein tayim, that this din that you ate the Kizayis, but in a longer period of time than an achilas pras, even if you didn't stop, you ate very slowly. Elo sheshoa ba'achilasu as a kizayis yosef echdei achilas pras. Whatever the share of achilas pras is, we'll see it's somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes, also the shortest and longest shiurim. So you waited in 15 minutes. So even though you ate a little bit slowly, continuously, without stopping, ein mitstarif yachad bein yotze. All these eatings together don't add up to the kizayis, and therefore you wouldn't be yotze eating the kizayis of matzah because you must eat it within a kedei achilas pras. But if you did eat it within a kedei achilas pras, even though you paused, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Aleph, you are yotze. However, hainu bidyevet, this is only after the fact, because lechatchila tzorich lechol kizayis biyachad b'levlo. Ideally, you should eat all the entire kizayis together at one time. The issue footnote number 39 tells us, v'hu adinim soch v'diber b'tocha achila. If you talk, interrupted your eating with a conversation, that doesn't make you not be yotze. As long as you didn't interrupt between the bracha and the eating, you are yotze. And Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down that you would in fact be yotze, and Rav Eliashiv Zatzal explains, even though talking is not considered a hefsek, ideally you shouldn't talk, because Yerushalmi says, because ideally you should eat it all in one sitting without any interruption. The Alpha Pekane, nevertheless, it is in Ma'akiv, a person should eat at a quick pace over here, he shouldn't delay and have significant pauses, even though he'll eventually eat it all within a Kedei Achilas Pras. And likewise, in regards to the bracha, even though you talked in between, you don't have to make another bracha. However, we're assuming here that you didn't talk between the bracha and eating. If you did talk between the bracha and eating, then in fact you wouldn't be yotze with that bracha, and you have to go back and make a new bracha. The Sharei Tshuva in the bracketed asterisk with Dibur HaMasel, Ochol Kachatzi Zayis, brings down from Shelus Tshuva Shai, and he says, Im Ein Lo Belel Pesach Rak Chatzi Zayis Matzah. If a person only has a half of a Kizayis of Matzah, Ein Chayv L'Ochol Klal, then there is no benefit, so to say, from eating a little bit of matzah. The Achil B'Kizayis Mashma, if you don't eat a Kizayis, you didn't eat matzah. However, he then brings down from the Machzik Bracha in the name of a Truva of a Chochem Echad, and he says that just like by Yisurim, a Chatzi Shir Zosim in the Torah, maybe too, in regards to a mitzvah, Akopachos Kisatz Mitzvah Ikum. Maybe you get a little bit of a mitzvah if you eat only the little piece of matzah that you have, even though you don't have the full shear of the matzah. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Mem Beis, and he says, Haloshon Eino Medukta Kokach, that which we said over here in between the eating of the half of Gezayis and the other half of Gezayis, Lav Dafka, the Tzorek, Shlo Yisha, Mitchila, Sachila, Rishona, Atzof, Achila, Achrona, Yosim, Achdei, Achila's process. It's not that just you ate a half of Gezayis, then you had a pause, then you ate a half of Gezayis. That's not what we're talking about. It's any pauses in between over here you shouldn't have, and certainly it can't be more than a pause from the beginning till the end of the amount of time it takes to eat your pras, this is ein nechsha b'chlal achila, because otherwise it's not called achila. And we already read Sifkat Mem Gimel, we said the Dirshu footnote number 41 is going to tell us the shear of chatzi pras. Now, first, before we do that, let's look at Dirshu footnote number 40. It brings down, ubegedu tchilas achila. How do you determine when the start of the eating is, that from that point kicks in the shear of kedei achilas pras? So he brings down, it's two possibilities. So from the Shevet Alevi Zatzal Ravozner, and he brings us down the name of the Chok Yaakov, Mechashvin Mishas Hale'isa. It's from the time that you put it in your mouth and start chewing it. And that's considered, you're getting a little bit of benefit from it in your throat. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv. However, on the other hand, the great Gedolim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, says, no, we look at it from the time that you swallowed it, and this is also the opinion of the great Tzaddik, the Sheilus Tshuvas, Or LeTzion. She'ein ha'le'isa b'chlal cheshbon hazman, shokedei achilas pras. The chewing it doesn't count, it's from the swallowing it, from the first swallow, that's when the start time of the kedei achilas pras begins. The issue for number 41 now goes and reminds us that we've discussed this in the past quite a bit. How much is the shear of a pras? So the Shulchan Aruch says two opinions. The first one is that it's four beitzim's worth. And then there is a second opinion that says it's the amount of time that it would take you to eat three beitzim. So it's either four or three beitzim. Those are the two opinions. On a deraisa level, we pass on like the more machmashita. So if you have to eat something on a deraisa level, we pick the more machmashita, which would be four beitzim. On a derabanan level, you can go with the lower shita, which is three beitzim. He adds further, the shear over here of an achilas pras is lefi efsharus ha'achilu shalosh ha'machal, depends on that type of food. And he says, afilu maichal hanoei latinokos, even if you have a food that's normally eaten by young children, mishar lefi mashiochal gadol lechol meos min, you look at how much an adult would eat, and that is the shear. And how long is this zman of the achilas pras? So the Chazon Ish brings down from the Chasam Sofer that it should be no more than 2 minutes. Lo yishah yosim ishtei dakos. And certainly shouldn't be more than 4 minutes. Rav Moshe Feinstein, that sound the Igros Moshe brings down, in regards to Birchas HaMazon, shiro pochos bisholosh dakos. It should be less than 3 minutes if you're going to be a mechayev on a deraisa level of benching. And the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, shishiro sholosh or arba dakos. It's 3 or 4 minutes. Kavach Chaim says it's 4 minutes, and this is also the opinion of the Brisk Guru, of Harabi Brisk in the Beis Halevi. And this is also the opinion of Chaim Noah, one of the Gedolim Zatzal, who wrote many tshuvas regarding these shiurim. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shilachachil Ileish Shishai Kedei Achilas Pras, Meshir Shal Arba Dakos. It should be no more than 4 minutes, which is the shear that most people are knowing for a healthy person to eat in that amount of time. However, he says, in regards to a younger person, a katan, or a chola, a sick person, one could be mekel and take the largest shear of a Kedei Achilas Pras, which is 9 minutes. The Ksosa Shulchan brings down, there's a shear of 7 minutes, some say 6 minutes, and the Sheilas Tshuvas Or LeTzion says, ideally you should do it at least within 4 minutes, but he also agrees that a Zokin or Chola could take a larger shear, maybe 6 minutes, possibly 7 minutes, and Lepachos B'toch Teisha Dakos, and the sickest person, the person who's incapable of eating any fast, the maximum shear would be 9 minutes. Now we go to the final Siv, Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Ein chiyav achilas matzah ela b'layla harisho bavad. The only time that one is obligated to eat matzah on Pesach is on the first night of Pesach at the Seder. The Chofetz Chaim brings down in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masuch, Ein chiyav achilas matzah, he says, if somebody doesn't have matzah, lo yetze b'yantuv chutzul tchum avurzeh, you're not allowed to go, and even to transgress the Rabbanon over here, going outside the tchum, according to the opinion, say it's the Rabbanon, to go get matzah. However, you can ask an akum, a non-Jewish person, to bring it to you. That's permissible. The avshar, akishaloyovi lo kim achar chatzos. And this would be true, even if the akum is only going to bring it to you after chatzos of the night of the Seder, and you're going to eat it after chatzos, that's still one could ask a non-Jewish person to bring it to you in that situation. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Mem Dalet, Dichsiv, the reason why you have to eat it at night is because the Pasuk tells us, Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. That's the only time the Pasuk tells us we must eat matzah. Avok Shar Kol HaLeilos, V'Kol HaYomim, the rest of the nights of Pesach, of course, in Chutz Laretz, the second night of Yom Tov Sheilus Shogolius is different, but all the other nights of Pesach, and even the days of Pesach, certainly, Eino Musar, one is not warned that he has to eat matzah, Elo Shalo Lecho Chometz. The only thing is that you shouldn't eat chometz. That's the standard opinion. We'll remind ourselves of the opinion of the Vilna Gaon in a second. The Abdi Mechuyiv Lecho Pas B'Yontiv, even though one is obligated to wash on Yontiv, so Kedemuchach B'Sim Kof Peches, as we've already learned, Yochol Lotzis Matzah Shira. There you can fulfill your obligation of washing with Matzah Shira, at least according to the Sfardim, who do eat, like the Mechaber says, Matzah Shira. Dainu Shalin Losha B'Meperos, which is, of course, the flour was mixed with the meperos and can't become chametz according to the Mechaber. However, av lechem oni in a mechuyev min haTorah, but the eating of the lechem oni, the real matzah, that's not matzah shira, that's only on the first night of Pesach, ki in b'layla rishon. Or mishum sveikat yom, of course, chayel didan af b'layla shnia. And of course, because of the sveikat yom, chutz laretz, we have yontif sheni shogolio, so we also have to eat matzah on the second night as well. But during the days and all the other nights of Pesach, there is no obligation. The issue footnote number 42 brings down, Vafilu achar sha'achal sashira kezayis. After you ate the kezayis on the first night of Pesach, and the second night of Pesach, in Chutz Laretz, so the Bach brings down, Shabalayla zeh, b'chol achilas matzah makayim mitzvah sasem in the Torah, b'chol mitzvah achas. If you eat more, you get additional mitzvah, makayim additional mitzvah sasem, so to say, by eating more matzah. And the Shelus Shuvas Ol Tzion explains Shubagad the Ribui Bishiurim B'mitzvah Saseh. This is like a general rule that if you are marba on the shurim for mitzvah Saseh, you're yotze even more. V'hosef, and he adds Shalafikach Lo Yarba B'layla Zu B'Achilas Shamach Cholim. He brings out a beautiful idea. People fill themselves up with all sorts of other things on this night. If you're going to eat, eat matzah. K'deishuach L'chaim Mitzvah Zu. So you can eat this mitzvah with the most teyavon and as well to eat it with the largest amount. Mishabur Tzivkot Mem Hei says that of the other nights there is no such mitzvah, during the days no such mitzvah. However, he brings down Ubishem Agro, the famous Shita of the Vilna Gaon, Kosu, the Al Kopone Mitzvah Iko Lechol Matzah Koshiva, that even though you may not be obligated to, every time you eat matzah on Pesach, you makayim a mitzvah saseh. It's a kiyum saseh of eating matzah on Pesach, albeit Elo She'enu Mukhiv. Even the Vilna Gaon says you're not Mukhiv to do so. When you do eat matzah the rest of Pesach, so the issue footnote number 43 brings down, in the name of Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, that your only yotzei is kiyum mitzvah if you eat a kezayis. If you just have a little morsel of matzah the rest of Pesach, that doesn't really accomplish anything. Now we go to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Hagah, v'nagu laso sholosh matzo shol seder me'isaron. The three matzahs that we use that say there, so they would make them from an isaron's worth of flour. And this is zechel lalach metodah, which is also made from an isaron's worth of flour. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkar Membav. Ayin and Sefer Beis Meiri says Shemafakvek al haminug. He disagrees with this minhag, and he says Uvakama Makomus Kayom Nishtak haminug. And he says nowadays people aren't careful with this custom; it's gone out of favor. The Dirshu foot number 44 brings down Shekivin Shosin Oso Miisaron Kamo Bemigdash. He says, wait a second, if you're using an Isaron's worth of flour like they did in the base of Migdash, Madula Choshe Shinir Kaochel Kachim Chutz. Just like we're so careful about not eating the Zroa on Pesach night because it looks like you're eating Kachim, if you make the matzahs over here like the matzahs of the Korban Todah from an Isaron, so then it looks like you're eating Kachim. So he says, that's what the base mayor is Mefakfek over here. He doesn't like this custom. The Rambam continues and he says, V'yosin b'hem simen leida eza rishona o shnei o shlishis. He says, when you're making it, you make a simen on the matzah in some way. This is the first one, the top one, this is the second one, the middle one, this is the third one. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkar Mem Zayin, you make this simen, v'ein lasos osios lehekera, but you can't make letters in it over here, kishishovrin osa hevi mochit b'yontif, because when you go break the matzahs, you're going to be breaking the letters, and that you're not going to do on yontif. The issue footnote number 45 brings down, the lasso simon shehu bitzuras tzior, to make the matzah into a certain shape. We already learned previously in Sivan Tav Samach and Siv Dalit that we don't make the matzahs into shapes because we're concerned, as the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, when you're delaying in making the shape, you could let the dough unfortunately rise and become chametz. So therefore, we don't make it into shapes themselves. The Rambam continues and he says, "Umanichin arishona el yona." You put the first one on the top, vashniya b'emsa, the second one in the middle, vashlishis b'tachtona l'kricha, and the third one will be at the bottom to make the sandwich. V'imshina loikev. He brings down from the Torah in the name of his father, the Rush, that if you mixed up the order over here, that's not a problem. It's okay. Then he adds, "Va'ofin osam gam kein kiseder." You go and bake them. He brings down from the Kobo and the Avudram. You also bake them in this order as well: the first one, the second one, and the third one. And he says, v'im nishbura achas mihen, if when you bake them, one of them breaks, so it's no longer intact and whole, so use that one, lochin osol l'shtia. That would be the second matzah, because you're going to break the second matzah anyway before you need lecha mishnah. The v'lav hachi, because in any event, parson osol, he brings down that we break it, he brings down the name of the auger, and therefore, even though this was originally designated to be the first one or the third one, so now you make it into the second one, and you don't have a problem. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Memches, Pirush, Afilu imashlishis nishbura, even if the third one, the bottom one, is the broken one, so switch it. V'imkein, makdim makshov hashlishis kodim l'shnia, and now you're moving it forward, so to say, to use it as the second one, so you might have thought you're not allowed to do that. He says, no, mikomoko, mishum hakdomo l'mitzvah, ein tzorech l'efos acheres, in order that you should be able to do the mitzvah properly over here, and even though you're using them out of order, that's not a reason to go and make you bake more matzahs now on Pesach during the Seder. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he says, Af b'layla rishon yotzei b'kezayis. He adds over here and he says, even on the first night, you yotzei with a kezayis over here. And the Ramah reminds us, v'shir kezayis in lekamen and simen tof pei vav. We've already discussed in great detail and we'll discuss again in simen tof pei vav what the shirim of a kezayis are. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Memtes, ayin and Sif Aleph, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tes over there for what those specific dinim are. With this, we conclude Simen Tof Ayin Hey, and we will begin very quickly Simen Tof Ayin Bab, which deals with the minhag of Achilas Tzli B'Lel Pesach, what you're our minhag is in regard to eating roasted things on the night of Pesach. We've already brought down previously that we don't eat roast on the night of Pesach because it's a concern that it could look like the Korban Pesach. So the Mechaber starts off as Sif Aleph. Makom shenagu lechol tzli b'lel Pesachim ochlin. Places had different customs about this. There's really no iser over here. It's only a question of, are we choshesh or not choshesh for here that people will think that you're eating the Korban Pesach, you're eating kachin b'chutz. So places that had the custom to eat roast, gesunt hey, they're allowed to eat roast on Leil Pesach. Makom shenagu shlo lechol, places that had the meaning not to eat roast on the night of Pesach, ein ochlim, they don't do so. Again, gzeirot shema yomru b'sar Pesachu, as I pointed out, because people will mistakenly think that the people are eating kachin b'chutz, they're eating the actual Korban Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Aleph, Ube'elu Arotzos, in Arab countries, Ein Noagin Lechot Sli B'Shnei Alelos. The custom is, based upon the Morgan Avram, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that we do not eat Sli, we don't eat roast on either of the first two nights, on the nights of the Seder, and not only do we not eat directly roasted, V'afilu Sli Kedo, we don't even eat Sli Kedo. What's Sli Kedo? The Mishnah Berurah himself says, Pirish Shenitzla B'Kedera below Mayim. It's in a pot, so it's not directly on the fire, but there's no water in the pot, so it's not being cooked, it's really being roasted in the pot. That's called Sli Kedo. V'shum Mashka, there is no water in there. But it cooks in the juices that come out of it, the gravy that comes out of it, but that's still called a type of roasting, tzli kedar, and we don't do that. He says, even though this is obviously not the way the Korban Pesach was roasted, if you in fact put a Korban Pesach in a pot and let it cook in its own juices, that would be pasul. Nevertheless, yesh li'osro b'pnei maris ayin. The minhag is, in those places that have this minhag, is to not to roast even sli kedar, because it looks too much like you're eating kachin b'chutz. Shlo yitu lahatir gam sli yesh. Because people, if they see you doing this, will think that that's roasting, and if you can do this type of roasting in a pot, you can do roasting on a fire. And he adds, v'apilu in bishlu mitchila, and even if you cooked it first b'mayim in water, and then only afterwards, v'achakach asod sli kedar, you poured out the water and then you roasted it some more in the pot. Yesh lesu mitamzeh, we still have the minhag not to use this. However, miu, letzor cholik etzas, if somebody, for whatever the reason, needs to have this for medicinal benefit, yesh l'haka was there, then you can give him this food. If you roasted it and then you cooked it, then it's actually good because that doesn't look at all like it's been roasted. The Chafetz Chaim, the Sharetzion Os Beis, says this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham and many other Achronim. However, the Pre-Chadush disagrees and says you can't do this roasting and then cooking. The issue footnote number one brings down that the actual act of roasting it over here, is to roast it like they did in the Beis Hamikdash, which was the intact entire goat with its head and its insides and its legs all wrapped around. So then you can't do that on Pesach. However, but it just roasted the zroa for the kara. So Mr. Brewer already taught us in Simon Tov Ayin Gimel, you must eat it, but since you can't eat it at the Seder, you must eat it the next day at lunch, and that's the only way to be allowed to roast it on Pesach night. Because otherwise, it's cooking not for the purposes of eating it on Yontif, which isn't allowed. The Mechaber continues and he says, you certainly can't eat a roasted baby sheep, a lamb over here, when it's roasted entirely on this night. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Beis, this is bein sek sovim or bein se izim. A se literally can mean a baby goat or a baby sheep. So I translated before se as a baby lamb, but it could mean a baby goat as well. Kulo, Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Kulo ki echot, dainu rosho al kirov al kirbu kumov pesach. This is to roast it in the way the Korban Pesach was done, which was just cut open, and you have its head intact with the legs. They're wrapped around, so to say, the entire body of the se. That's the way the Korban Pesach was done. You're not allowed to do that now in Chutz Laaretz. The issue footnote number three says, even if you did this before Pesach, it's not allowed. And again, we learned previously, because nirek ochel kachem chutz, it looks too much like you're eating kachem outside the Beis HaMikdash. And he brings down and reminds us that we said, that's why we don't say even basur zela Pesach. You don't say, this is my Pesach order on any animal, whether it's an animal that's already been shechted or not, because it looks like you're eating kachem b'chutz, or that you're being makdish something, mechayim, to be the Korban Pesach. And we pointed out, you should say the lashon of basur zel yomtiv, I'm going to have this meat for yomtiv. B'di'evet, of course, we said previously, ein leso mishum kach, es a basur v'achila, we don't really say it's osur, but again, it's a beautiful minhag not to do this, and remind us constantly that we miss the Beis HaMikdash very much, and me'ir b'meinu, it should be rebuilt. With this, we conclude today's shir.